With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is described as a massive operation as Israel moves into Gaza. Here's Charles de la Desma.
The Israeli military has announced its operation in Gaza City to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure is now in gear and warns residents to move south. The announcement follows a night of heavy strikes against northern Gaza that killed at least 20 people. Israel's been warning Gaza City residents to evacuate for the past month ahead of the operation, but many have said they're unable to evacuate due to overcrowding in Gaza South and the high price of transport. Also on Tuesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio left Israel to go to Gaza, where he meets with its ruling emir as the nation still incensed over Israel's strike on Hamas last week. I'm Charles de la Desma.
FBI Director Kash Patel testifying at a Senate oversight hearing defending his record and deflecting sharp criticism from Democrats who claim he has politicized the agency.
Under this administration, the FBI has arrested more than 23,000 violent criminals. That's more than twice for the same time period from last year alone. 23,000, more than twice from the same time period last year.
And Patel says his record speaks for itself.
I'm honored to be the ninth director of the FBI. I'm not going anywhere. If you want to criticize my 16 years of service, please bring it on.
The man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk last week at a Utah university has been charged now with aggravated murder. That means 22-year-old Tyler Robinson could face the death penalty if convicted. Robinson appeared briefly before a judge by video from jail. Robinson, by the way, is also charged with felony discharge of a firearm and obstructing justice. This is SRN News. The government abandons fetal tissue research.
Breitbart News has learned that under orders from President Trump, the National Institutes of Health is cutting off funding for 17 separate projects that involve the use of tissue from aborted babies. A majority of those research programs were initiated during the Biden administration. NIH tells Breitbart, quote, "We are guided by a commitment to valuing human life and ensuring that federally funded research is conducted responsibly." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition going strong in one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. The room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox and a couple of hundred are Catholic, are up in rocky hillsides on the island. This is SRN News. An electronic vehicle maker breaking ground on a new plant, even in a weaker marketplace. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Rivian believes its vehicles are superior, and company leaders are expressing confidence they'll succeed even without environmental and tax incentives. The California-based company has yet to turn a profit, and as of September 30th, electric vehicle buyers will no longer qualify for a $7,500 tax credit. Still, Rivian's going ahead with a groundbreaking for a $5 billion electric vehicle plant in Georgia, adding to its current production plant in Illinois. I'm Ben Thomas.
Now, the Commerce Department says that retail sales rose 0.6% last month from July, when sales were up a revised 0.6%. The retail sales increases followed two straight months of spending declines in April and May. More details at srnnews.com.